AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talked about the recent collapse of two U.S. banks.
Our banking system is sound, and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Yellen is the first Biden administration official to face lawmakers over the decision to protect uninsured money at two failed regional banks, a move some Republicans have criticized as a bank bailout. Credit Suisse shares surged today after the Swiss central bank agreed to loan the bank up to $54 billion to bolster confidence in the country's second biggest lender following the collapse of the banks in the U.S. The Pentagon released footage of this week's incident involving a Russian fighter intercepting a U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The military had accused Russia of an aggressive and unsafe intercept that led to the U.S. having to ditch the drone in the water.
You've heard about the dumping of the fuel and everything else. We have video evidence of all that.
And the 42-second video that's now been released shows a Russian jet dumping fuel as it passes the drone in apparent attempt to blind the Reaper's optical instruments and push it out of the area. The military says another approach shows a jet hitting the drone's propeller, though Russia denies any physical contact. The incident brought the two nations closest to direct confrontation since the Ukraine invasion began a year ago, and it led Milley and Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin to talk with their Russian counterparts for the first time since October. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Poland's president says his country plans to give Ukraine about a dozen MiG-29 fighter jets. It would make it the first NATO nation to fulfill the Ukrainian government increasingly urgent request for war planes. Clinics in Utah could be banned from performing abortions under a law signed by the state's Republican governor, setting off a rush of confusion among clinics, hospitals, and prospective patients. This is AP News. British authorities are banning the Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok from government mobile phones on security grounds. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Cabinet Office Minister Oliver Dowden has told Parliament the ban will apply to work phones and other devices used by government ministers and civil servants. It does not apply to personal phones and devices. The moves were prompted by growing concerns that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, would give user data such as browsing history and location to the Chinese government or push propaganda and misinformation on its behalf. The U.S. government mandated last month that employees of federal agencies have to delete TikTok from all government-issued mobile devices, while Belgium and some other EU countries have also temporarily banned the app from employee phones. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.